33, Moses was very discouraged. He had gone up on the mountain and been up there a long time, and the Lord had blessed him greatly with the commandments. And he comes down and he hears a noise in the camp, and it's worship of an idol. The very gold they brought out of Egypt with them to prosper them in their journey, they melted it down and made themselves an idol. And Moses was very discouraged. And the Lord said, well, I'm going to send you on up into Canaan, but I'm not going with you. I'm really cutting through this. It's in there. Moses said, Lord, if you go not up, I don't want to go. He said, I'm going to need to see your glory to encourage me and to help me along. And he said, Moses, you know you can't see my glory and live. But I will pass by you, and I'll put you on the rock, and I'll pass by you. And when I pass by, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock and even put my hand over you to preserve you from my glory and power. But when I pass by, I'll let you see my backside. I think Moses got to see God's glory in where he had been. And he said, I'll pass, let my goodness pass by you. Oh, the goodness of God. Oh, that it might pass by us this morning.
Yes, amen.
That we, you want to see God? You want to see His glory, you see it in His goodness and His grace. Every one of us deserve eternal woe and misery. But He's delivered.
Yeah.
And we know He's, and He let us know about it.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
He delivered us and He let us know about it. What goodness, what grace, what mercy there is in God. That scene was so important that the apostle even picked it up. Well, Moses said at one point, he said, Lord, just take me. You're talking about a dedicated man of God. He said, just take me and don't prosecute or persecute the people. He said, Moses, you can't fill that role. You cannot fill that role. You could die and it would do nothing. Nothing for what these people have done. But Moses was willing for him to take him instead. But God delivered Moses, and he let him see a glimpse of his glory, and then he promised him he'd go up with him into Canaan's land, and that what battles would be fought by God if they'd trust him. Just a thought to share with you. So if you'll bow with me, I'll try to pray again. Oh, Lord God, what a time is this. Oh, Lord, what is before us this morning? Oh, can we see and comprehend? Can we hear and take it to heart? Oh, God, would you deliver this morning a divine message from your servants? Oh, Father, do grant for your gospel to come with power and much assurance. I know these men that have been asked to speak are trembling, not before this people, but before your great and holy majesty. Oh, it is, God, that we fear before thee with a reverential fear. Not that we're afraid of thee, Lord, because you've been so loving and compassionate to us, but with fear, with the reverential fear of your holiness and your greatness. I pray once again, Lord, you'd bless these brethren as they come before us to speak your word, and bless our hearts to be open. In Jesus' name I pray, and amen.
Amen.
While Brother Elder Hobbley walks his getting